Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, everybody. How you doing? It's Billy and the Baseball, 7:15. How's it going, everybody? Having a fantastic time. Hope you're enjoying your day. Hey, thoughts and prayers. Thoughts and prayers. How's everybody doing? I'm the Baseball. Freddie's a little late this morning. We'll be playing the rock for you. How's it going, everybody? Hey, did I mention? I hate radio. That's right. I hate it. I hate it real bad. Same old song and dance. That's why I'm playing this song. Yeah, sorry. Aerosmith, everybody. On the Freddie the Baseball Show. On www. Where we haven't had an original idea since 1950.
Get yourself cooler. Lay yourself low.
I don't know why I played that. I just do things at the
last minute. I hate when Billy isn't there.
Billy, the baseball comes in every day.
Freddie. We had two shows there. We had Billy and the Baseball at the front, and then
Billy
and
the Baseball.
Freddie and the Baseball.
You know, we were talking right before the show. We go over what we're going to talk about. Let's get this out of the way right away here. We do a lot of business with folks down in the Houston, Texas area, and so we are connected. Oscar was in Houston, Texas not a month ago, dealing with some business down there. And the fact is that watching the news this morning, something truly, truly just smacked me on the head. When I think that the word I would use is when people talk about helping out during a situation like this, it becomes very abstract if you're not in the area. It becomes like, okay, I'll go to a website and I'll donate. And that's great if you can do that. Here's when it hit me. They were doing a story about makeshift shelters that they're setting up at elementary schools. Mm-hmm. And there's a furniture store owner down there. What a brilliant way to help people. If you own a furniture store, you've got places for people to put their lay their heads down.
Sure.
And sit and relax. That was a guy that was helping out. But when they showed this particular shelter in an elementary school, you had the reporter talking about the fact that they need this food because hundreds of people need to be fed. Mm. And it suddenly dawned on me, you can see it in practice that, yes, they get the shelter because they're out of their homes and they don't know when they're going to go back to their homes. And people that are donating food that are down there, when you talk about going to your local church or going to your local community center and stopping by the grocery store and doing that and putting food in the back of your car, even that, bringing it down to a local distribution center
Red
that's going to go to Houston.
Yeah.
It's really, we don't do this for every single disaster that happens around the world, but when you look at what's happened, Rob had a fact that we were discussing before that our friend Don O'Brien posted about the fact that the water volume that has fallen on the Houston, Texas area is the equivalent to almost the total volume of the Chesapeake Bay, which is pretty stunning.
It's approaching the volume of the Chesapeake Bay.
Is that true, by the way?
He got it from Doug Hill, so yeah, I buy into it.
He got it from Doug Hill. Okay,
yeah.
That's the thing about it is when you're following all the rain events and the people that are flooding, there's a lot of stuff that can get lost in the shuffle that's BS. Like, frankly, there was a picture of the Houston airport yesterday with the water above the tails of the airplane, and it was a fake photo. Doesn't matter. What bothers me about that is when people post something like that and then you get 400 people saying it's not true,
you're taking away from the message.
Yeah, you're missing
it. Takes
out.
Away from the real message. Yeah. That mm-hmm. They got one or two more days of just horrific rains down there, and also our friends in Louisiana, where we have tremendous core of support, where we're going to be in November. And so the long and short of it is that do what you can. We, we have the greatest, most generous listening audience in the world, and they can make an impact. And do it whatever way you want. You can go to my Facebook page and look at the posts that I put up there about how to help. The biggies, of course, the Red Cross and the Salvation Army. This is not a time for people to question the veracity of some of these charitable events. If you question it, don't donate to it. Find another one that you can vet, that you can make sure is okay. That's the way you do it. The best way, really, a great way to do it is to go to a local community center or your local church as well, if you don't want to, you know, do it online. But everybody can do it online. It's great. Yes, Oscar.
I know a way to talk to our listeners. Okay. Right? Hey, fatties. Maybe one less scone and one $5 donation to the Red Cross.
All right. Can I take his idea and rephrase it?
Yes, go right ahead. Please
do. To our wonderful, generous listeners, if you can skip your latte today, it would make a huge difference. Send $5 to someone who would matter.
That's the same message.
Yeah, but I didn't call him fat.
Oh.
How fragile we are when you look at that and you realize that this is a... This is rain, guys. This is rain. Oh, this is rain, and suddenly, kaboom, a city. A massive, what's it, the number four market in the United States? And
huge.
It's underwater. It's stunning how quickly this happens. We are little protoplasms, as George Carlin used to say, and we are fragile. We truly are.
I'd like to also salute, if I could, local news. Who today we have rain in the Washington, D.C. area, which is a drag because we had a beautiful day yesterday, but rain today.
Dried out down here in South Florida, thank God.
Too. Little grim, little gloomy, and after every weather report today, they all said the same thing. Not a very good day for the district, but nothing compared to what's going on in Texas.
Yeah.
I said, what? Oh, what?
And you have to give that disclaimer. Everyone gets that.
Well, thanks for explaining it, Allison.
We led with the most important message, which is help if you can. In any way you can, every little bit helps. This is when this is when we are the greatest country in the world.
Yes.
This is when,
amen.
No matter what our differences are, you know, this is not a Charlottesville situation. This is people coming together because it just doesn't matter.
Right.
When you're talking about your neighbors flooding out of their houses, it doesn't matter what your politics are. It truly doesn't. And I would really implore the people that are on the news outlets that, you know, are battling each other, just chill for a while and focus on, let's get through this and then we can do that. We can get back to
Use
your power for good for a while. The fact is that, and you don't need to ramp it up. You don't need to scare. You know, thanks NBC for the shots of the crying babies. You know, wonderful. I prefer the photojournalists that take still pictures and you see like the most magnificent photo of the rescue worker carrying the woman with her sleeping baby on her chest. That's just the spirit of what it's all about. So help out if you can. You know, these things are devastating, and there's finger pointing, you know, as far as whether the mayor of Houston should have evacuated. Yeah, look.
Well, you have to admit, that is the big story,
right? People are blaming the eclipse.
I'm not shocked.
That doesn't surprise
me. So I was like, this is an eclipse hurricane?
Yeah.
I never heard of such a thing. And by the way, they weren't in the zone of totality.
No.
That's interesting, though.
They weren't stuck in traffic like Mike was.
But it's exciting to see the way they can spin it into a story that isn't real.
Wouldn't that be tidal, though? That would see that to me would be if it was a tidal event like Corpus Christi, and you had because the moon does dramatically affect tides. Mm. And I come from a part of the country up in down East Maine where you guys wouldn't believe it. I mean, it's stunning how the moon cycles affect the tides, and it's dramatic. But I don't think this particular event was.
I heard the eclipse made mosquitoes go crazy.
Yeah, well, I clicked through and I said, this is a fake story. And I clicked through and I was like, this is a fake website. I'm a rube.
Yeah.
I just gave him a click.
There you go. And success.
So, listen, I think that the biggies are the Red Cross and Salvation Army.
Yeah.
Those are the two big ones. And then there are wonderful organizations that are doing that. And if you're somebody, we have a lot of listeners that are chilling. You know, they need volunteers down there to help out. And, you know, it's just the police. A stunning story to me today was the police officers that are helping out everybody working their doubles.
I wish
and their
I had
triples.
A boat. Yeah. I wish I had a boat so I could send it
and
down.
And the police
boat,
officers boat, that are working boat, that are boat, working boat. All these shifts. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, we get it.
I appreciate it. The police officers that are working don't even know whether they're going back to flooded houses or not. So
that sucks.
We've got people that are doing all this good work and get involved and help out. It'll make you feel better. It'll make your day. And I think that's how we get through these type of things. And but I'm stunned at it's rain. I know it's ridiculous flooding Noah's Ark style rain, but when you realize it's just rain, and then you look at what has happened, you know, that can happen anywhere. I was talking to the guys before about put this kind of rain, dump it on West Virginia and see what would happen. Mm-hmm. You want to talk about biblical with the flash floods and coming down the mountains?
They had a flash flood incident, I think it was last summer, that ended up in West Virginia.
Yeah. Yeah. Hell of a lot less rain than they got in Houston. Mm-hmm. So you never know when one of these low pressure systems, one of these hurricanes, is just going to park over an area. So get involved if you can. And if you can pull something out for these folks, it would be.
It takes less than a minute.
Much appreciated. Yeah. That's our little message. We have a show today. Yes. I finally want to get to the greatest social event of my entire summer involved a wonderful man by the name of Marcus Serta. And I will tell you when we come back. No commentary until I come back, please. I will tell you about my date with Marcus and what a wonderful evening. No sex. We did not have sex. Yes.
Sorry. But, always been approved.
We'll do that when we come back.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
How's your trip, Senator?
Oh, a nice trip. Yeah, very nice. We decided to drive down to see the seasons change. Virginia, Kentucky, Tennessee, Georgia.
Yeah.
But it's just so magical to me to come from the north, where it's cold, to the south, where it's warm. See the tremendous differences from region to region in this incredible country of ours. Mm. My wife and I used to go down to Virginia every autumn to see the foliage turn. Virginia has amazing foliage.
Well, we'll... Foliage. Let's give her a half an hour, and then if she isn't...
Here I am! Oh, please forgive me for being so late, but the traffic was unbelievable. Senator Keeley, Mrs. Keeley, I'm so happy to meet you at last. And, oh, you must be Barbara. What a pretty child. Come here and give me a hug. Oh, don't be afraid. Oh, how adorable. She's shy. Oh,
it's so nice to meet you, Mrs. Coleman.
Goldman?
I thought the D was silent.
It is pronounced Coleman, isn't it? We've had some confusion.
Oh, yes, Coleman. The D is silent in America. It's Col de l'Homme. Or Col of the Isle of Man in France, where Armand's chateau is, and Coldman in Greece, where Armand's work is, and finally the vulgar Coleman in Florida, where Armand's home is. So actually, we don't know where we are until we hear our last name pronounced.
Oh, that explains it.
At last.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. If you're here, you're in the know. We're on the air on demand and heard 24/7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now. It really is terrific, especially when we do Wide Open Wednesday tomorrow.
Yes.
You'll love the app. Tells you we're doing it. Oscar lets you know we're doing our Wide Open Wednesday. You can call right from your app. It's fantastic. You'll love it. You're going to love it. You can get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now, and it's brought to you by Lyft.
Yay, Lyft.
I lifted. You know, I'm about to tell you about my wonderful date with Marcus Serta, who lifted to meet me at dinner, and I lifted to meet him at dinner, and then we lifted together to go to the Red Sox game, and then we lifted from the Red Sox game to my sister's house where I was dropped off, and then Marcus lifted back to his hotel where he was dropped off, and it was wonderful. And, you know, to be able to get a lift in baseball game traffic on a Saturday night, Red Sox Yankees, you realize how wonderful it is. Here's the good news. Lyft is looking for drivers, ladies and gentlemen. They truly are. With Lyft, you can pick your own hours, and you can work when you want. Lyft can make driving the best best gig in the world. Lyft was the first ride-sharing app to offer in-app tipping. When you drive for Lyft, you keep 100% of the tips. Drivers have been paid over $200 million in tips since the feature was introduced. Express Pay lets drivers get paid almost instantly instead of waiting for weeks. Lyft has even taken the guesswork out of pickups. The new AMP device uses color coding to help the passengers and their drivers. It's fantastic. So join the ride-sharing company that believes in treating its people better. Go to Lyft.com/TMOS today, and you can get a $500 new driver bonus. That's Lyft.com/TMOS. Lyft.com/TMOS. Limited time only. Terms apply.
And if you drive for them, you might get a celebrity in your car like Marcus Serta.
Oh, boy. There you go, Rob Spiewak. It is, you know, we had, it was really, really terrific. On the way down, I combined my trip down south with a stop in Boston where my sisters got a place. So there's, you know, no hotel, free night.
Sure.
Thank you.
How far out of the way is that when you're coming dead south?
Not really. Not really. You know, you're making your way down south on the super slab, so it's really not that far. But, you know, I wanted to combine the two. I would have driven, of course, further if I, you know, hadn't had a reason to stop. But it's about 4 hours, 4.5 hours to get down to Boston from where I. So stay at Kathy's place. Kathy, apparently, her house, really, when she's not there, it is a clearinghouse for people. Really do use it as a hotel.
Oh,
really? She said that the night, the Saturday night that we stayed with them, that someone had been in the house 5 days in a row.
Wow.
Because they come into town. She's very generous. She's very, very generous. And I appreciate that. But the reason I was going is because Marcus, really at the beginning of the summer, invited me to dinner and a baseball game. And apparently the dinner was going to be at a restaurant in a place called Somerville, Massachusetts, which was owned by a friend of Marcus's.
Yeah. Just
are you sure he
Boston.
Said dinner and a game and not Netflix and chill?
That is a great question, Rob.
I just want to know the original phrasing because I know how it ended up.
We're going to binge.
I want to know how it began.
On each other.
Well, that's right.
It was.
We'll play a game called Handmaids.
It was this amazing place out in the suburbs of Boston, and it was a barbecue whiskey bar. It was this. It had great food, and we arrived right around the same time, and it was cool. It was very chill, and I was, you know, I do some shtick on the air, and I was looking forward to seeing Marcus. It's just a perfect night out, you know. I mean, he comes down from Vermont, I come down from Maine, and we enjoy an evening. Evening of Red Sox.
Celine
baseball.
Was not with him.
You know, you're something else.
Why?
You well, I don't know if I should get right to it. The thing. Let me just. Tell
no,
you
no, no, no.
Can
set
I,
the scene.
Can I also just lay the groundwork
right
here?
Ahead.
I was playing.
That is not her name.
I know. Yeah, I was playing online. Oh, that PC game Overwatch that I play with the guys. And on Friday night, your date was on Saturday night. The prior Friday night, he. Was talking, having a great time. Marcus Serta was with the whole group. And he said, around, I would say 11 o'clock, he said, guys, I got to go.
Guys, I
got
to go.
I got a big date tomorrow.
Have you ever had a big date?
And I said, it's 11 p.m. What are you, 200 years old? Like, you can play one more game.
You hate it when people leave your little game circle.
So then everybody starts piling on. They're like, 11 p.m. on a Friday night.
Right.
You can't play one more game. He goes, big day tomorrow, big night tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, he's not as young as you. He's not as nocturnal as you.
I've got to be at my best.
He was getting ready to take care of me, Oscar, so I got no sympathy for
him. I mentioned that simply to highlight the point of how serious he took this evening.
Yeah,
he did. And I will tell you this, that let me give you the surprises, all right? The surprises were...
He unzipped.
Roses.
Now stop. Behave yourself. The restaurant was fantastic. And I knew the restaurant. He's a foodie. He kind of talks about food and stuff and booze and stuff. The restaurant was fantastic. We had one of your drinks, Rob. What do you drink? The old fashioned?
Yeah, or Manhattan?
We had an old fashioned.
Old fashioned, delicious.
This old fashioned was, this is a whiskey bar old fashioned with this special barrel whiskey that they had in it. And when I took a sip, you think of an old fashioned as kind of an old lady foo-foo sweet drink. And I took it and it was like...
Depends on the mix.
It was super strong.
Yeah.
But the best surprise of all is that Marcus works in the ad business in Vermont, and he puts money on these different cable systems. And so the cable system was the, That's the one that treated Marcus and myself to the game.
Oh.
And it was, I have never been in Fenway Park to a suite.
What?
In Fenway Park.
Whoa.
with the big seats and the private pooper and the food and the drink.
Wow.
It was the most, in my whole life going to that ballpark, I have never seen my beloved hometown team, the Boston Red Sox, in total incredible luxury.
Whoa.
I've never, it was,
because your complaint of Fenway always, width of the seats.
Oh, Fenway is an old ballpark,
right?
And when you're large, it's frustrating. And Marcus and I are not small men,
no.
And so I was sitting, but he had mentioned that. I think the first time I saw it, he texted me or he Facebook messaged me a picture of the tickets, and I see suite. I'm like, could it be? But I don't get happy because I don't know, because I've never been in one of these things, so I don't know what it's going to be. Yeah. We get there and I think we're either at dinner or driving to the game. I said, is this one of those like real suites with a private? He said, yeah. And then I picture what we get at Verizon Center.
Yes,
MCI
yes,
Center.
Yes.
And what is it new now? Are they calling
it's
it something
the
new?
Capital One.
It's the Capital One building. Yeah.
Capital One building. Yeah.
Capital One Arena.
Capital One Arena.
Cap Center.
I'm super, super psyched about this.
Was it hard to, I've been in this situation before when someone is taking you somewhere, they said, I've got great seats, but you don't drill them on it. How long was it before you said, so, and were you nonchalant? Are they really, is it really a suite? Did you pretend not to care?
I was direct.
Okay, good.
Yeah, Mike doesn't mess around.
About what they were. Yeah. I just wanted to know what, and then the great thing though is just having real seats for human beings
and being treated like the celebrity you are.
That's
well,
true.
See, you can go.
I used to be
Oscar. You
I
know
think
these,
he still is.
You know these suites the way they work, right? And
yes,
they either
I'm
go
intimidated
go
every
this
time.
Way. Either they go where it's the muckety mucks that really do own the company that are
right.
there, or it's a behemoth. Don't need to mention them. Comcast.
What?
You don't have to. But Comcast. The fact is, but it's a behemoth. So so what you get is you get a suite. They go two ways. Either you are a personal guest of the muckety muck.
Yeah.
Or you are brought in to this corporate giant and everybody is related to somebody who got them tickets
right.
somehow. And when you go into that second one, nobody knows anybody, and nobody
yeah,
really
they don't
has
care.
Anything
they're
to
there for
do
the free
with
food,
anybody.
Right. The great
so,
yeah. seats,
so everybody's
the open
like
bar.
Eating and drinking, and nobody's even
cookies
really
shaped like baseballs.
To be honest with you, I prefer the former because you meet the guys. Hey, thank you very much for doing this. We met one guy from the company, but it wasn't like he
it's not
was
the Monopoly
man. It was a giant behemoth of a corporation.
I walk into a suite, and I've only been to a handful of them, right? And it's usually because somebody I know knows the somebody, right? Mm-hmm. And the Monopoly man's there with his monocle, and I'm like, thank you for being so wealthy and letting me be here.
Pay poor tax of $15.
Yeah, yes.
Right. This was not the case. As a matter of fact, everybody looked like maybe the people that had gotten the tickets were related to the guy that works on.
It was family day.
It was family day.
There was a lot
in the suite.
It was a multi-layer, but not a lot of interaction and not a lot of politeness, to be honest.
Really?
No one was having anything to do with anybody else, but it was cool because Marcus and I had phenomenal seats.
Did you do the wave?
No, didn't do the wave. No, the Yankees Red Sox Saturday night. Red Sox got their butts kicked, so it was kind of a... It was kind of a mellow.
You could have done a small wave just within the suite.
The wave should be outlawed. It ought to be illegal. The wave should be illegal in a sporting event.
Two things. One, you have new hips. You can do the wave. No excuses.
This This is true.
If you do the wave in a suite, that's how I judge you. Like when the wave's going by, I'm usually not in a suite. I watch the suites. And if the suites
explain what you judge. So you are four people doing the wave in a suite?
Yes. If you don't.
I think they should be thrown out of the suite down 40 flights into the crowd when they do the wave. That's
go
how much
do
I
the,
hate wave
the wave with the people of your class.
I'll watch.
Let me give you, stop you right there. Let me give you an example of the wave. And then this is personal to me.
Okay.
And Oscar probably knows
everyone
this.
Everyone has
brought
an opinion.
It up.
Yeah.
Here's the thing about the wave, okay, Oscar? This is the deal with the wave. You know, so bottom of the eighth inning, Red Sox, two men on, 4-3, the lead with the Yankees. And there's a, oh, look at the idiots out in center field. It started the wave because they literally have no interest in the contest being taking place on the field. They'd rather do their silly little ice cream cone game and let that happen. The wave is a distraction.
Like, these are the people that stay in their seats for the whole Super Bowl waiting to hold up the card.
Right.
I don't disagree with that fact. I'm just saying that when I'm watching, whether it's a club suite or company suite or private suite, and you don't know. Sometimes they'll have the actual company name on the front of them, right?
Could be.
You just don't know. Or in the back in a big logo, so when they're on TV, they can see
the
Comcast.
I can see you working and going, yeah, I got the MBA.
Yeah, he's in the suite right under the sign that says Bang Brothers.
You're sitting like you're sitting in the chair. You're sitting in the seat right in front of the CEO of the company, and it's just like, yeah, that's a pretty impressive young man that I was talking to before. And then the wave comes through, and Oscar goes, bleh.
I lie somewhere. I lie in the middle between you guys. I like seeing the wave. The wave looks great.
I think, probably,
but I don't like to participate.
You don't throw out an audible woo.
I might
never
yell.
Done it. Never done it in my life.
Oh, Mike, you haven't lived unless you've done the wave.
No, I haven't done it.
He doesn't have to do it because his show is on the wave.
Yeah.
I realize I'm not going to tell my kid not to. That would be too cruel. But it just, to me,
we're better than that,
just
little
punish
Michael.
Him afterwards.
Don't you stand, little guy. We're better than that.
Don't be a part of the crowd.
You know my motto, take the fun out of sports. So that's really where I...
Now, Michael, the next time you stand, we go home.
I will take this game away from you. Yeah. Almost bought my kid a bicycle yesterday, but I decided to wait. He's 4. He's on. You know what those balance bikes do? They actually show you that a kid can actually
sure,
they
balance.
Can handle
you
it.
Might as well. I think I'm gonna wait. I think it's the connection between communicating something that's dangerous and reception of something that's dangerous. So I'm gonna wait on the bicycle. But getting back to the game,
yes,
it was a very, very hard fought game, and it was a little depressing because the Red Sox ace Chris Sale was on the mound and he got a little rocked. But I should point out that when we went to the barbecue whiskey joint, I had an old fashioned. Marcus had an old fashioned, and the only difference in our drinking is that Marcus ordered a flight of Japanese whiskeys, which was a sampling of Japanese whiskeys. And then when we got to the game, we matched each other beer for beer, and there were multiple beers. The point I'm trying to make is that there was enough alcohol ingested where Marcus began to loosen up. And to be honest, Marcus and I have a bit of a history.
Not a good look, I imagine.
We have a bit of a history.
Yeah, and combative.
Marcus began to freely, how should I put this, freely express himself.
Oh, dear.
About issues that he had.
No inner governor.
No.
There was no inner governor.
Damn it.
I wasn't worst. Sure. Yeah, look, we were both having a good time. We'd had a wonderful time. But let's break, and when we come back,
I can't wait.
Marcus had one particular theme that lasted for almost the entire game.
I should enjoy, if you can, when you describe him loosening up, as you say. Can we do it inning by inning? Because I think that would give us a good time
gauge. We could do it inning by inning, Rob, but I'm not sure you're going to enjoy it.
Oh.
We're going to take a break, and we will come back with more on the Mike O'Meara Show, ladies and gentlemen.
It's almost time to put on the pads and make a statement.
Come on.
It's not over yet.
It's almost time for one man to come back.
Yeah, baby.
And deliver the most hard-hitting analysis to help you make your picks.
In the no.
Stay tuned.
Nikki Diamond.
Spoke with him yesterday.
Oh, how's Nikki doing?
He sounds okay.
Oh, dear.
But he will be joining us. Yeah, he committed it for the entire season. He might have had a flight of Japanese whiskey.
Did you have the, hold on, you'll have your chance. Did you talk to him about his behavior this season, that we have a few standards that we'd like to adhere to?
He did not promise, but he assured me a newer, better Nikki.
Well, I heard, the rumor I heard, I think maybe it was either Pony or Oscar were telling me that he has apparently some new sponsors.
He does.
He wants to shoehorn into the show. Mm. That's not acceptable.
And I told him this.
All right. Anyway, welcome back. Speaking of sponsors, let's get a real one on the show. Can
please.
We do that, please? Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Sleep Number. You've all heard me talk about Sleep Number beds and how well I sleep. I love Sleep Number. Maybe you've considered a Sleep Number bed but thought you couldn't afford one. Can you really afford another restless night's sleep? Listen up. There's never been a better time to come to a Sleep Number store where all beds are on sale during the biggest sale of the year. With a Sleep Number bed, each side adjusts so it's the perfect bed for couples. Now there's new in the Sleep Number stores. It's the Sleep Number 360 bed. Mm-hmm. I want it. I want it bad. I want it bad. I want it bad, but I don't need it because my Sleep Number that I have is perfect. I love it. It's really, I love it. I can't tell you how much Mrs. O'Mara and I love the product. Mrs. O'Mara likes it. A lot. I love it. I love it so much. I play with it all the time where it goes up, it goes down. I adjust my settings all the time. It's really phenomenal. If you're not sleeping on a Sleep Number bed, you are missing out. And for all the people that have purchased their Sleep Number beds and said thank you to me when they go into the store, you have no idea how much that helps the show.
Yes.
It is truly, truly wonderful. Many of us fall asleep faster if our feet are gently warm. This is what the 360 bed does. The Sleep Number 360 bed can pre-warm each side of the bed. Does your bed do that? I think not. Huh? Anyway, my Sleep Number setting's an 85. Carlos is a 65. Last night, another 95. I love sleeping
nice.
Down here in Florida. I feel great. Come in during the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale, including the new Sleep Number 360 smart beds. Plus, save 60% on an innovative limited edition bed now through Labor Day. That's incredible.
Yeah.
You only find Sleep Number at any of the 550 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find the one nearest you by calling 800-511-0061 or visit sleepnumber.com and be absolutely sure to tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. Okay, so it's I think the second inning.
Okay.
Of the game, and Marcus, we're just going back and forth, and it's funny because I've given Marcus a tremendously hard time during our association, and Marcus
almost a decade's worth.
He puts together, out of love, he puts
yes.
together this phenomenal show, OmeraCast, where he brings fans of the show on to talk about the show and what they think about the show. He plays clips from the show.
Right.
They discuss things that have happened on the show. And he's been doing this for the whole run of our podcast,
yeah. yes.
and we're very grateful. And, he likes the things I like. He likes a good meal. He likes a little baseball, and we have a great time. So we're going back and forth, and suddenly it turns, but it doesn't turn about me.
Hmm.
He begins to discuss one thing that I wrote it. I began to write things down simply because this is 9 innings of baseball and 8 complaints about Rob Spiewak.
Wow.
Well,
Rob Spiewak?
Biggest champion?
Yeah. See, the thing is, I don't process it. And then I thought about it, and I realized that whenever we talk about him, you probably say more stuff about Marcus than anybody else on the show.
Well, right? What I like to do is, in all manner of tone, I like to call attention to OmeraCast because, above all, I'm a fan.
You listen every week.
This was a throwaway, and I chuckled a little bit because it was the kind of ball busting that we do. And then so early on, he's had a couple of beers. And
he's getting loosey goosey.
How's Rom doing?
Truth serum.
I'm saying, Rob's fine. Everybody's doing fine. Is he still repeating the movie clips? And he
really?
My God.
And I'm like, what? And he says, yeah. And he kind of does this thing.
Sure.
It ended up being about 8 innings with 8 complaints for Rob Spiewak.
One complaint per inning is a good average. Did he do it at the top or the bottom of the inning? Was he consistent?
Repeating the movie clips, though, that is a deep cut.
That is. That's pretty deep. In a way, I applaud him.
But the game, he said something like that, and then we went on, and and then he moved on to cake and cookies. He had cake and cookies.
Specifics or anything?
He wrote too much interrupting on cake. Too much interrupting. They interrupt each other too much.
I'll talk to Katie about it.
And I'm chuckling. I'm like, okay, Mark, this is the second inning, is he?
Yeah.
I know he's a busy man. Did you actually have time to ask him if he could do a PD meeting with me? Could he do
an air check?
Yeah, an air check.
You are really upset right now, by the way.
No, I'm curious.
A couple of Rob's tells.
This might have been the third. It could have been the second, but I think the thing that it sprung from, Celine is not her name. That's a big deal. That's a big deal. Do you know her real name?
Yes, it's Elise, but I thought Elise. He didn't want it said on the air, so we made a joke of it.
I don't know whether he does or he doesn't.
Celine's Moon Pies, world famous.
Her delicious brie jalapeno tort.
It was, and so, you know, saying it's not a real name, and I'm chuckling at this. And
I've got
just,
a real name for Marcus.
Cookies and all. They had to call it the interrupting show. And he's like, is he still repeating those movie clips? And I'm chuckling every time he's saying one of these things. I said, I had no idea that, you know, I thought maybe more of it would be directed at you. I got a little too. Apparently, Elise referred to me. Remember that time I called Marcus?
Yeah.
To discuss the.
An airing of grievances.
The transition that we had just gone through.
Right.
And apparently Elise was in the call and in the car with, I think, some in-laws when I made that call. And when the call concluded, I believe the quote, and this made me laugh out loud, from Elise was, "What an a-hole." So the truth serum was flowing, but it was almost inning by inning.
Sure.
And then he noticed that I'm chuckling because it's becoming so pointed.
Oh, and like a child. He likes that.
You know, is he still worried about the soda fountain running out of his favorite drink? You know, he did.
Wow. He did, yes. Hey, Marcus, are you worried about your drugstore running out of your medications?
He said, too much about the, how's he doing with that Coke freestyle machine? And they still have the orange creamsicle? And it's making.
But that's a tell for him, too, because he's into that.
I think under this, there may have been love hate because I was chuckling.
He is a little too into me, maybe. Maybe.
Well, he certainly was talking about you, and I'd
appreciate you listening, Marcus.
I'd have a couple of cocktails.
If it was if it was you and it, and he was riffing on me or Mike or Pony,
oh, it'd be great.
Yeah, like for all of us, we'd be sitting there and be like, "Give me more."
Seems a little unhealthy that he would focus on me.
Well, not now, outside of the cake and cookies, which I didn't really have a dog in that fight. What he's doing is anything we've all busted each other's balls about, before that, and that's the way it went on. But as you know, look, he did either these were legitimate grievances that he had, or it just he saw that it began after about the third one, it began to get amusing because he was doing his impression of you too.
Impression.
I bet it was
kind of like, the soda fountain is running out of my favorite flavor.
Oh my God.
It was Marcus doing you, and it was making me.
I'd like to issue a challenge because apparently he's got it all figured out. Wow. Right down to the voice.
Rob, calm down a little bit.
So, Marcus, how about this? Do a segment of cake and cookies as me, all right? And then put it on a thumb drive. And then, if you could, and this, I mean, I know you're a busy guy, but take the thumb drive and shove it up.
No, stop.
Yeah, don't be so hostile.
No. We're just having a good time.
At one point, in the middle of the game, he said, he's so nice to my face. He's so nice to my face and then horrible to me on the show. Apparently, he claims that you could not have
two-faced.
Been nicer, and he was surprised. Two-faced would be the way. And then
doing
then
a show would be another phrase that might fit in. Yeah,
you go off
because it would be so funny, Marcus, if every time you came, where your name came up, we just praised you.
And it would die down, and then they throw a couple of pitches, and then he come back. He's like, "Is he getting in shape for the live show?" You know, he's going.
Oh, you know the answer to that.
That's good.
He's going. He said, he referenced that, and I'm chuckling because I'm not in shape for the live show.
No, I'm on the same workout plan that Marcus is.
Marcus is a man of larger carriage as well. You know, has he given up? Now, look, he's taking stuff from the show because that's how he gets his information.
So he's organized a presentation for you.
I think it evolved into a presentation because I have tears streaming down my face. I'm laughing out loud as he's doing this because he's doing, it's like, that was nakedly cruel we would do on the show.
Yeah.
But nothing he's doing is anything we haven't done on the show. So it's
not anything we haven't discussed.
But then again, this is our show. It's like saying,
so excited for middle school sports when he hates sports games. This is why I wrote him down.
It's varsity sports.
This is why.
It's varsity sports. But by his logic, he could blow up a building because he saw it on Bad Boys. You know, it's like, I saw it. They did it. It's fine. I'm going to blow up a building.
I should have said that to you. That you know, Rob just flipped off Oscar.
No, no, I was telling him Bad Boys too.
Okay, the thing I thought you flipped off Oscar. The thing is, you know, he. I didn't mention the varsity thing. You have moved up to the varsity.
Of course I have. Yes, and that, you know, I mean, I know it doesn't matter anyway.
Why does he care about so much about these sports when he's like not even in the sport?
I've had that same question.
You know? Yeah, it's called being involved with your children, Marcus. It's something you could try.
Oh God!
I've got two well raised children, and if you ever want to get together face to face,
something like that, he may have given you credit for that. He may have said,
"Oh, and that means the world."
He just was like, why is he so into that when he doesn't care about sports, you know? So I mean, I'm throwing that out to you. I just don't know whether that is the
why is he so into me when he doesn't care about me?
Yeah, you know, there's a
great question.
He did a lot of talking about you.
I would like to issue this. Yes. I think Marcus wants to be me, and it troubles him that he isn't.
He probably feels he got hit with a lucky stick.
We got a little comment from Pony. You disagree with that or what?
No, I think Rob's on to something here. It does sound like it's a little bit of a jealousy factor.
Yeah.
Right.
Ugly trait jealousy.
Do you have Marcus's number? Is there a way we could get
Marcus? Oh, just shine the Marcus light in the sky and he'll show up.
Well, I mean, I just wonder if we, you know, I don't know if he's in the middle of something or he's busy.
I'm sure he is.
He said that the one of the last things is like, well, just tell him Kerry is my favorite Spiewak.
Mine too.
He said that to you. The one that made me, the one that started to make me laugh was the soda machine thing.
Yeah,
you know,
that was good. What is it like to see a ball game with George Bernard Shaw?
Now, Rob, if he answers,
yes,
kid gloves. Let him get his.
Of course.
Let him get his.
I think if his side you of the story asked out. Me to tell you what it all springs from, I think it springs from the whole name of the wife deal.
You see, and I honestly did that.
You do that every time we talk to him.
I did that as a bit out of to protect her. I was under the impression he wasn't all that happy to have her name out there. Mm-hmm. So we shall see.
It was actually a sign of respect.
Yes.
Right?
He might be working on the radio up there. I'm not sure if he's vacationing.
Or feverishly masturbating.
I'm not sure what he's doing.
They say find a job you love and you'll never work a day in your life.
Hi, this is Marcus from MC Media.
All right.
I was going to leave him a message.
Thanks for nothing, Marcus.
Well, I'm sure he's listening right now. So here's the message I would have left him.
Okay. All right. Do you want to hold on. Call him back, and we'll leave another message.
Okay.
Right. We'll leave a message for him. I think that's a fine idea. You know,
Know you had this beef with Marcus?
No, I didn't. I actually thought I might have been his favorite.
What made you think that? Just out of curiosity.
Because I have always championed his podcast, and we have had
you listen to his podcast
every week. I never miss it, and we have a cordial relationship, as he says, face to face. And you know, there are people.
There are two things going on here. If we can be really honest,
sure.
There is either I was laughing and he was doing shtick,
feeding
like
you,
it would be on the show, which encouraged that, or there might be an undercurrent of hostility because he feels as though you attack him more than any of us on the show. I think I've attacked him on the show too,
well,
but
there also
maybe
could be
not
a chemical. There
have.
Could be a chemical imbalance. There's anything, any number of things that could be happening here.
Mm-hmm. We'll try another and see if we get him. He's probably not answering.
Do you want to start the message, or you want Rob to start?
I'll leave a message for him. You know, it's a shame. Love to have him on the show. And I know if there was any way he could be on the show, he would be on the show.
Well, they kind of need me to save the bit.
I would assume he's in a studio somewhere doing doing something. He works at a bunch of different radio stations up there.
He has different names for different formats.
Yes,
hi, this is Marcus from MC Media. Please leave your name and number after the tone, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you.
All right, here we go. Hi, Marcus. Mike O'Mara, along with Rob and Oscar, and I wanted to thank you for that wonderful night in Boston. We had a great time, and we were talking about the theme of the game when you were talking about Rob, and we just wanted to leave you a message. Wish you could come on the show. Maybe we can get you on this week, but Rob, I know you had a message for Marcus.
And
you're
done because I don't want to interrupt you.
No, no, you're not interrupting me at all. No, go ahead, Rob.
Okay. Marcus, the soda machine is full. I have not given up, but yes, I am still fat. If you care to, look at my Facebook page and say, hey, that's not a mirror. That's Rob.
Okay.
Right. Also, I am involved with my children, If that's a crime, I'm sorry. I'm not a big sports guy, but I do enjoy talking on a microphone, as do you. It's a wonderful experience. If you're ever offered the chance to call a football game, you should. It's nice. And about your wife's name, I have to apologize. I always obscured her name from our show because I thought that's what you wanted. I didn't think she was a public person, as you are, ostensibly. And I was protecting her from, you know, people looking in on her that she didn't want people looking in
awfully,
on.
Yes,
and I just want to say, last thing, is that her name, I do know, it is Elise. Mm-hmm. And she is my favorite Serta.
Ah, there we go. Oscar, did you want to
Marcus,
say something?
Marcus, blue hair screams involvement. Remember that. That means a parent loves their child enough to let them do what they want.
Mm.
Not at all.
He's saying that because I let Julia express herself, I'm somehow a bad parent.
Purple hair would have been the color I would have
chosen.
Well, it's blue as of late.
It's blue, yes.
No, it's purple.
It's purple, okay.
But that's okay, Oscar. It was
Marcus,
a good effort.
Damn it.
Let me know when you can come on the show, because we wanted to get you on the show today and you're busy.
No glass slipper.
Thank you. Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye. All right, you can hang up on him now. Thank you very much. All right, so that's it. I jotted him down. I think I got
No wonder you had a good time.
Let me, stop that. Oh, okay, come on. Soda fountain. Cake and cookies, Celine, not her name.
That you've got the
nine
list.
Innings, eight complaints. That was what I put down here. So
two girls, one cup.
Did you stay till the end of the game?
Yeah, because the Red Sox were in it till the end.
And also, there might have been another complaint.
You never know. You never know. It was right up until we got out of the cab. It was because I was laughing at it, and it was, And anyway, that's it.
He's fun.
He's a lot of fun. Thank you, Marcus. Thank you. We'll take a break and
so
come
awkward
back with
here right now.
More fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. He's so nervous. Caution, ladies and gentlemen. The promo starts now. O'Reilly here. Hey, did you know the Mike O'Mara Show is always looking for interns? Did you know that? Did you know that? Well, you should. Of course they are. You know, interns, they show up, they get coffee, they help out. You know the drill. And if you're a college kid and you want to get your foot in the broadcast door, just email your resume and a letter of intent to Rob, that's with two B's, at MikeO'MaraShow.com. That's Spiewak Kid. He's your liaison. Spiewak! Best of all, every intern at TMOS is treated with respect and class, a professional environment. And if that part doesn't matter to you, I have a podcast too. Come intern at The Factor, where things can get a little handsy. Know what I mean? We'll do it live!
You know, after we do a Rob segment like we just did, I feel guilty asking you, but I think we... We should have Mr. O'Reilly come back with another intern promo.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I think so. You know,
yeah.
It is.
That'd be a lot of fun.
We're on
to
the fall.
Summer.
Yeah, we're on to the fall. We need
yes.
Bring them in for auditions.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. The facty. Anyway, this portion of the program brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. If you're thinking about buying a house, listen up. Rates are still low. Inventory is low. So fast approval on your financing gives you the edge you need to get the house you want. Our friends at Cornerstone First Financial will be able to get you through the finance process quickly and easily at the best rate possible. Right now, interest rates have dropped to levels not seen since November. And now is the time to lock in a low rate before they go up again. Cornerstone First Financial will be able to tell you when you're ready to buy. And once you're ready, they'll get you there fast. Not only are the guys at Cornerstone the best at getting you financed, they are also our office mates here at the TMOS Studios. They handled Oscar's mortgage and treated him like a king. Click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. That's cornerstonefirst.com/TMOS or call 202-625-1221. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. Before we get to, by the way, tomorrow on the show, we will have Oscar's new member of the family. I want to hear all about it. And before we do that and move on to just the second part of my journey down to Florida, I are you okay with
yes, of course.
Have you gotten it all out of your system with that? I just wanted to make sure.
I would hate to think that Marcus meant enough to really ruin my day.
Yes.
Hi,
Mrs. O'Mara. How are you? Mrs. O'Mara's come in.
Would you like to
lean in and just say hi to the boys, please? I know it's a little tight quarters in here.
Happy Tuesday, boys.
Hi. How are you? Did she get her haircut?
Are you good? Rob wants to know if you got a haircut.
Yeah.
Yes, looks she did. Lovely. Yes.
Oh, thank you. That's very. I'll say thank you.
Mike.
Is everything, yes?
No shorter. Remember that.
No shorter.
Yeah, because then she'll then she'll have a mom cut. She can't give up.
Yeah, no sensible for you. Yeah. Talk amongst yourselves. And miss someone has some kids.
Imagine she put her head down. She had like Pink's haircut.
Well, this
not
is
be okay.
If she went all Pink. Right. With like side shaved.
Sure.
Right? Mohawk.
On
call
point.
I can pull it off. She's fierce. A gorgeous woman. Yeah.
Fierce.
Yes. You know, seriously, my wife is a beautiful woman, as you know. And
yes.
The thing is that I watched last night, what is the Zach Galifianakis movie where he's the neighbor of the spies with John Hamm? And is it Gal Gadot, the Wonder Woman?
Know the movie. I know exactly.
It's on demand.
She's a stunning woman with big eyes. Carla has big eyes, too. And I said, Carla, you might look good in that whole brunette thing.
Uh-oh.
You know, that might be kind of a cool look. So
get her a wig. It's easier, reversible.
Hey, what's a good idea?
And speaking of which, Mike, I watched, after you chided me yesterday, I watched Max Rose last night.
Oh, you
did? Jerry Lewis movie.
What did you think?
It's on Netflix. It is not a dazzling film overall, a little heavy-handed. It's very sad. Mm-hmm. But I think as a lot of times certain performers have a last project that is a good representation of their range, I think Jerry comes off very well. I did not know that Kevin Pollak is in it.
Mm. Oh,
and Kevin
Pollak
plays his son, and it's a wonderful relationship between those two. It's
Kevin Pollak, is that like his MO for the last part of his career that he's gonna, you know?
I hate to think he's in his last part. That's sort of sad.
I mean, Kevin Pollak like shows up as the son of these actors that are gonna die in a month. You know? I mean, that's the way it works.
He got the Shining.
Mike, but do you agree? I don't want people to write me hate mail. Carla looks great in any haircut, but when people go too short, that's when you give up. And by people, I mean women with kids.
Look, you're talking to ground zero for that hairdo down here. I call it the man cut. It's the man cut.
Mike.
Yeah, but it is. You know what?
No, there are
if
women,
a woman
down
is
here
beautiful,
that have shorter hair than their husbands routinely.
There are
and you
women.
You see them, and they're all like, "Man, let's go get Italian food."
What? Like.
God.
Sorry.
We're going to Luigi's tonight.
Where's my alarm? Where's my misogyny alarm now? Come on now.
That was more ageist, I thought.
I'm ugly, too. There you go. There's my qualifier.
But Robin Penn-Wright. She looks fantastic in short hair.
Oh, yeah. And
I mean,
think
there are women that can do it.
Yes.
I think any beautiful woman can pull off any hair.
Yeah.
Women
should stay away from clippers.
Oscar's referring to. And by the way, shaved on one side and long on the other is that, you know, that porn star thing. That,
and pink, as we mentioned when you stepped off.
VMAs.
So anyway,
Pank.
Pank.
Yeah.
Cool mom.
Hey, I like Pank.
I covered on the show the journey down
the
worst. Here where we are terrible. Send me the letters. I deserve it.
No, send to the P.O. box and I'll get them to the right person.
Send them to Marcus Serta.
Yes.
You know,
care of Marcus
couldn't find his
Serta.
Way to the phone. Not even
attention, Elise.
Here it is. The first half, I talked about driving into the zone of totality. I covered that yesterday. Did I cover all of it yesterday? The fact that we drove into the zone of totality and
6 miles
South
an hour.
Carolina, 8 miles an hour through 8.5 to be, if you really want to be, 8.5.
Because you set the cruise control?
Sure. It was lovely. And by the way, South Carolina, hey, Nikki Haley, I know you're not governor anymore. I don't know who the governor is right now. South Carolina has some issues. Yeah, no connectivity through, at least on 95, a massive part of that state not connected. And then you get to Georgia, all of a sudden you don't have two lanes, you have three lanes. I guess it's the economic base of the state. Infrastructure. There's a lot better infrastructure in Georgia than there is in South Carolina, at
Big
least
peach.
On the Super Slab 95, okay? It was frustrating. And I cursed South Carolina after I got through it because everybody was down there driving into the zone of totality, and it sucked. And we got into the hotel at 9:30 at night, and I almost got into a fist fight with a guy in the lobby. I literally almost got into an altercation with this guy, and I realized as I'm in the middle of it that ship has sailed for yours truly.
Yeah,
there will
you
not
can't
be
do that
it
anymore.
It was a major moment for me. It's like, you know, you don't what's the expression, you know, you don't
ask where you eat.
You don't pass the check, or you don't send the check that the bill can't pay. You know, what the hell is
that? Oh, don't write a check that you can't cash.
Yeah.
Don't write a check that I can't run my mouth if I can't back it up.
No,
you know?
Right.
And so the way it happened was we got at 9:30. I am crispy like you. You guys have traveled with me. You know what it's like when we have issues with traveling.
Well, I know what it's like when traveling goes well. It's still not that great.
No.
It's not that great. 14 hours
When's
in
time
a car.
To go off?
The little guy was fantastic. My wife was fantastic. we dealt with it, but I am so over peopled. And we arrive at this hotel in Savannah. I missed the boat, okay? I didn't know. I didn't pay attention enough. And there was no information that I received.
Crossed my mind yesterday. Yes. And I'm, was there any point when you thought, when you were going 8 miles an hour through South Carolina, you said, I know that our destination is Savannah.
Yeah.
We should just pack it up and get a hotel in South Carolina and call the day.
You know, yes, it did. It did. But really, we've traveled through that fine state.
Yes.
And I had painstakingly gone through the web, as you know I like to do, get my deal,
on
the hotel that I wanted to stay in for a good rate.
Okay.
And I wasn't going to spend double that rate to sleep in a
urine-stained
bed. And so, yeah, I thought about it, but I didn't want to hop off the super slab and go into one of those flea-bitten places where they're insanely overpriced.
Grab the bobblehead.
I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it.
Well, I appreciate your candor.
I'm not going to get to this again. I'm going to have to get, I'll just tell you about the altercation.
Okay.
So I get into the hotel. I am just crisp.
Sure.
It's 9:30. We have been in the car since 7:45 in Virginia, and we have been driving all day long. And we get there, and there's a family. The lot is packed because all the people, I guess, are doing the same thing.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're doing. I don't care.
They're there for the eclipse.
I think they were eclipse people because all the hotels were sold out. I don't know how I got a hotel room because I got mine like 3 days before. I don't know how it happened. So we're sitting there in this family, and there's a guy, tall guy, looks like... he looks like not our Stephen Douglas McIntyre, but the real guy that plays the High Sparrow.
Yes.
Okay.
But he's
that guy with kind of a football. He looked like an old retired kind of tight end.
All right.
But the brawny man.
But a little thinner. A little thinner than that. So he had a little High Sparrow vibe, but he's 5 years younger than I am, something like that. And he's over there, and he's in his little device. And I see him like he's standing about 20 feet from the desk.
Mm.
And I walk over and I stand in back of the people that are checking in. And I look over at him and I said, are you in line here, sir? And he looks up for a moment, standing 4 miles from the desk because that's his convenience zone. And he looks up at me and goes, And I'm like,
A trigger.
So I stand there and I'm like, okay, and I sort of wave to the front, and he goes, "Better over here. Same, no difference doing it over here."
Oh boy,
like that. And so I'm pissed because I've dealt with people and traffic all day long, and this just lights my candle. And this is maybe the time when you just let it go.
Sure.
And the normal person lets it go. Your boy has trouble letting things go like this.
I've particularly got to stop at this moment, behavior. Right?
So the family finishes, and I make a step forward thinking that maybe he's in his device.
Maybe he's looking for the reservation number. Who knows?
I'm not going to wait. I think he was checking in online if you were to be accurate. But the point is I move forward because at this point, if he's overdoing his own thing, I'm not yielding to him as I would have if he had been even within 5 feet of
happens
the desk.
To me at McDonald's all the time. Like, are you in line?
Obviously, he's pulling his dink trip anyway, so he's very aware of me, and he moves forward and says, it's me. And okay, here he goes. I'm like, just as good over here. And he turns around and said, you really shouldn't F with people. And he uses the F word. I'm like, ooh, it's escalated fast. I said,
wow, he came out of the chute like that?
Yeah. As it turns out, he's the angrier man in this situation, which I'm not accustomed to. As you know, I'm used to being the angriest man in the room.
That's true.
And so I look over and go,
you can buy Mike's book on Amazon, The Angriest Man in the Room.
I said, look, dude, I've been in a car for 14 hours. He's like, so have I. I know that's a lie. And so he's like, so have I. And I'm like, okay, look, whatever. Just do your thing. And so he checks in and then gets done checking in. I'm right in back of him. And then it's eyeball to eyeball. Mm-hmm. And it's over. And he goes walking back. And I check in. I know for some reason, Carla and my son goes up to the hotel. I'm down at the desk by myself. I get checked in. And I did. I don't know why they went up. I gave them a. I gave them the key and sent them up, and I had to do something else.
Okay.
At the. I don't know why, but they were up in the hotel before I was. So I finish up what I'm doing in the lobby. This guy has long since checked in. I get on the elevator and I go up to the fourth floor, which is where my hotel room is. I get up to the fourth floor. The doors open, and there he is again.
Oh,
and
no.
At this point, I start laughing.
Because
it's funny. Well, no, it's funny to me.
At that point, what else? Yeah, the fact that
I've let go.
Mono, once again.
By the way, the guy, because he went off on me, was very short with the front desk person. I should point this out. Okay. The front desk person points and goes, sorry about that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
To me, because the guy was being rather dickish. Mm. At this point, the elevator doors open, and I'm like, oh, it's you again.
Mike, I have a tape of your laugh.
Okay. It's not like that. Okay. Anyway, so it's you again. And at this point, the guy goes, "Well, you want to step outside?"
Oh God!
Oh no!
I look at him. I said, "Are you?" I seriously.
Yeah.
It's in between. He's holding the elevator door. I said, "Are you serious?" I said, "Are you kidding me? I'm 58 years old. I don't want to go outside and fight you. I've got my family down the room here." Said something like, "Well, you shouldn't open your sock with the you shouldn't run your sock or something." I don't know what he was saying. He was using some Georgia bulldog.
Well, you really shouldn't open your sock.
Jargon that was there, and then so he gets back on, and I'm like, and I think it was a little F you, and then an F you, and the elevator door closed, and that was it. It was so intense that the next morning at our free breakfast,
Continental,
I was looking out for the guy, you know, because I said, and then I made Carla laugh. She said, "Well, why are you looking out for him?" I said, "Well, because when you're getting your eggs, I'm going to hit him over the head with a chair." But I wasn't able to find him. That was scary, though.
Yeah.
Well, he had crazy eyes. So
yeah. He was not balanced.
No, I didn't want to mess with this guy at all. I didn't.
No.
But I also, you know, it's the Irish thing. You don't want to mess with him.
I thought it was you drink and then fight, not just fight.
Yeah. Well, you know, 14 hours in a car, the exact same mental state than when you're drinking in a bar for 3 hours. That's the way it goes.
That's the ratio.
And I didn't even get to the following day when we'll talk about the breakdown. Not the nervous one, the one with the automobile.
Oh, yes. Dear.
The breakdown on Route 95. Actually, 295, the Jacksonville Beltway, Jacksonville, Florida. Hello, everyone. Anyway, yeah. I told you we need a whole week, and Oscar got a friggin' dog. There's a lot to cover, and you did something, didn't you, on your vacation?
Oh, yes. I started the Marcus Serta fan club.
He won't let it go. Oh, we've opened the can of worms there.
Like a year's worth.
We'll take a break, come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Look what you made me do. Look
what you made me do. It's Tony and Gary.
Boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, hello, I'm Tony Perkins.
Hello, I'm Gary Stein.
And on this week's episode of the show, Jackie the Joke Man Martling is here.
Yeah. But
really?
Not to be outdone by your birthday.
Oh, yes, we also celebrate, if you want to call it that, my birthday. Also, Michael Jackson, does he have a new hit record out?
I think he does.
I think he might, too. Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Hey, everybody. I got to, I can tell you about school days and buying your school supplies through the Mike O'Mara site on Amazon, because that's the best way to do it.
Yeah.
But I have to tell you, this is just something I wanted to pass along. I'm really, really proud, and I am, of our association with Amazon. We've had it for a long time. And I don't know if you've been reading lately, but I don't know much about the world of business, but I will tell you, I am aware of the fact that Amazon has taken over Whole Foods.
Yes.
And the very first thing they're doing is, in some cases, dropping prices 43% on items at Whole Foods. And a company that does that kind of stuff and then improves the technology of the grocery store process. And I like Amazon, and I want everybody to continue to support Amazon through the Mike O'Mara Show. It's a wonderful association we've had, and I kind of get psyched to read about a company that is going to maybe force some of these other grocery store chains to lower prices. I don't know if it's going to work that way. I don't know if I'm talking out of my butt.
We said it in the first segment. Using your power for good. That's what they're doing. It's great.
Very, very cool. And, shop Amazon. Buy your school supplies through Amazon.
Yeah.
We need you to support this show.
Winter
by
coats,
shopping. Yes, please.
Everything.
If you buy something, say something. We'll get back to telling you all the people we love that shop Amazon through the Mike O'Mara Show page. Thank you, and God bless all of you.
News!
Kevin Hart started a new internet challenge, but it's one that most of us can't take part in. Kevin donated $25,000 to the Red Cross for Hurricane Harvey relief, and he challenged his celebrity friends to do the same. In an Instagram video, he called out Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Beyonce. What's her name?
Beyonce.
Not to be confused with her sister.
Oh, she has a sister, and her name is Solange.
And Jay-Z, also Chris Rock, Jerry Seinfeld, Justin Timberlake, Steve Harvey, and Chappelle. Rich people that he wants to support.
He said, quote, this.
This is good. Yeah. He said, I think people are in bad shape. They need help. J.J. Watt, the Houston Texans lineman, he did even better. He set up a crowdfunding page to raise $200,000. They reached that goal in less than 2 hours and hit $500,000 in less than 24 hours. He even put up $100,000 himself.
Wow.
As of last night, donations were over $1 million for relief for Hurricane Harvey. So he set the new fundraising goal at 1.5. J.J. Watt, you rock. That is fantastic. We talked about it at the beginning of the show. Lots of friends down in Houston.
And so, here's to Kevin Hart, who, you know, had the guts to throw this out to these people that can do it, but also the awareness he's raising by doing this. He is a smart, good guy.
Absolutely. If you wanted to watch the Floyd Mayweather Conor McGregor fight, you could go the legal route and shell out $100 for pay-per-view, $20 to watch it in a movie theater, or drop thousands to watch it in person with Steve Harvey. But if the legality of the situation wasn't one of your top concerns, there was also a ton of pirated streams out there. Not sure if these people are going to get in trouble. You know, most of these streams were not necessarily easy to watch.
Right.
A friend of mine told me that. According to a digital security company, an estimated 2.93 million people watched the 10-round match on social media and channels like Facebook, YouTube, Periscope, and Twitch. I didn't know that was a website.
It's from Graceland.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir. Through 239 streams, is that what it's called? Whatever that is.
23. Oh, I've never seen that before.
I haven't heard that.
Must be illegal.
Yeah, I don't know anything about
it. I only do legal stuff.
Me too.
I think the number might be more than that, though. Anyway, traditional pirate websites were responsible for 67 of those streams, but most viewers watched it on apps like Periscope. The quality of those streams may not be great, but then again, you don't always get what you pay for either. Yesterday, Showtime was hit with a class action lawsuit by customers who streamed the fight legally. Apparently, a lot of people paid $100 only to see grainy video with buffering issues and other problems.
I had that issue with the guys from Big O and Dukes. We sat there and just stared at a screen that said 503 error or maybe 502 error. And we're
you got to get your money back. For that money, you have to get your money
back. You don't think I wrote in? I wrote in. And you know what? I got excuse the volume of messages. We'll get back to you within 48 hours.
Dear pay-per-view, we are extremely disappointed with the service we have
and
received.
This is what will get you, Mike. The UFC forces you. That's where I bought it through, right?
Right.
The UFC forced you to buy a $9.99 monthly recurring to UFC TV in order to get the HD signal on streaming.
Was that what they did?
Like, or you would,
the greed is unprecedented.
And they didn't deliver.
It's a scum business. Yeah. It's a scum business, and they didn't deliver because they were thinking more about their counting.
They
had the
money one job.
Bank.
Yeah.
Yeah. It sucks. It's and it's not cool, and I hope they get every nickel out of it. As you probably heard, the city of Houston isn't having the best time right now because of all the flooding from Hurricane Harvey, and the Texas Rangers might be making it worse. This seems to be the theme of these two stories, greed and not helping your fellow man out. The Rangers have two series coming up with the Houston Astros. The first one starts tonight, and it was supposed to take place in Houston. The second one is a home series for the Rangers in Arlington, starting September 25th. Well, the Astros, rightly so, went to the Rangers and asked if they could switch so both teams
Perfect
would still
sense.
Be able to play on their home turf, with this week's game shifting to Arlington and the September series moving to Houston. The Rangers refused. I want names. I want names, really. Here's what they said. They said swapping the games wouldn't be fair to their fans who had tickets for September. Jesus. I mean, really.
Unreal.
They did make an offer, though. They offered to steal Houston's home field advantage and host both series in Arlington.
Naturally.
Isn't that, I mean, in this time to pull that, I don't know who's responsible for this with the Texas Rangers, but I want to hear more about it because they need to be called out. It's crap.
And you know what? It's not just stealing the home field advantage. It's seven more games of concessions, seven more games of parking. It's everything greed. Yeah.
The Astros, by the way, refused that. So this week's games between the Rangers will be held at a neutral location, Trop Field in Tampa Bay. There's been a pretty huge online backlash. Continue it.
Yeah.
Let them know. Let them know at the
this
Rangers.
This just in, Mike, the Washington Redskins say, we want in.
Yeah, exactly. That's Snyder-esque, isn't it?
It is. Purely.
Absolutely. So Snyder-esque. The seventh season finale of Game of Thrones attracted a series best 12.1 million viewers for its initial broadcast. If you include replays and streaming, that number climbs to 16.5 million people.
Wow.
And when you include DVR numbers and other on-demand viewing, the final number is expected to be in the neighborhood, are you ready for this, of 33 million viewers.
Wow.
You know, when you're going to attract, turn your radios down if you don't. This is really not a spoiler.
Okay.
But I will tell you this. If you want to attract 33 million viewers, you probably shouldn't have a plot that my four-year-old son could write and predict. Using that metric, this season has been averaging just under 31 million viewers.
I don't know. About, I sure like it.
It's about 8 million more than the show. I love it, too, but it's, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, did you not? Have you watched it all?
Yeah,
are you
caught
up?
Yeah, of course. Saw it when it first ran.
Did you not? Well, I watched. I DVR'd it. Watched it
you
last.
You fell asleep. You told us. Yes.
I fell asleep. Well, I finished it yesterday. Did you not? Could you not have written what
but
happened?
Mike, we're watching dragons fly around.
I understand.
I don't expect for my skirt to blow up every time they put an episode.
Okay, but let me
it's
ask
fantasy
you this.
Land.
Excuse me, Mr. Defend the Successful. Let me tell you this. Don't you believe that we have on that particular show that the audience has in the past been tremendously and rewardingly surprised by the plot twist?
But see, I know too much about this, Mike. I know too much, not because I've read the books. It's because they're condensing what essentially should be four more seasons in my mind.
Right.
Into
why
two
are they
seasons.
Why are they bagging it? I don't know. I don't follow it closely enough.
They're not bagging it. It's just the idea of them making four more seasons. That's not something the writers or the producers of the show want to do. They're just putting it all together into two more,
condensing
one more after
it.
This, and that's it.
I think that's they cheated us. That sucks. Anyway, but
well,
but
George R.R. Martin can't get by in his looks forever.
He can't even write the next book.
I know. He's lazy.
And that is a lovely skirt, Oscar.
Thank you.
Using the metric, this season's been averaging 31 million. That's about 8 million more than the show's sixth season.
Rob, you would like this. I don't know why you're so anti Game of Thrones.
Hold on. This bulletin just in, ladies and gentlemen, from Marcus Serta.
Oh.
Mike, sorry I missed your call. I'm free Thursday.
We'll see if we can work him in.
Who?
Just keep talking when I'm sneezing. Thank you very much. That's when I'd like you to fill a hole.
Right.
Not,
that.
You know, thank you very much. Anyway, Marcus Serta will be free Thursday.
Thursday.
If you want to talk, hope the shows are going well this week. I look forward to
catching
you.
You're so busy.
It's our new feature, Serta Thursday.
It's Monday.
Anyway, Game of Thrones, very popular, if you were wondering. Moving right along. If you're not expecting a delivery or friends, there's really no reason to answer your doorbell, right?
True.
As I see, it's just someone trying to sell you something or borrow something or murder you. Apparently, I'm not alone in my desire to avoid random moments of human contact because, according to a new survey, 54% say they don't like answering when somebody rings the doorbell. 54, over half of us don't like.
Well, I don't like it.
I don't mind it. I actually really don't mind it.
It's That's human contact for you, Mike.
54%.
It's another autograph seeker.
No.
Excuse me.
I like it. I run to the door. Hello.
Hi.
Who are you? Yes, thank you.
And it's now pronounced Coldman.
Celine.
The last story was not pre-read and was not the way Mike really feels.
Moving right along, now a little something, a 33-year-old woman named Marjorie Ann Dayrider. She's from Great Falls, Montana. She called 911 on Friday, and the reason was she'd just done some bad meth, and she wanted to complain.
Oh, no.
911. She said it left, quote, a bad taste in her mouth. and she wanted some help. So a cop went over to her place, and Marjorie told him she does meth 3 times a day, every day, and has never had this reaction before. Like it's a doctor's note. And she still had some of the meth in her bra if they wanted to test it.
Oh, there, bra
meth. I bet
meth.
That smells good, doesn't it? She handed it over, and the cops arrested her for felony narcotics possession. Hello, Marjorie. Yeah. Anyway, that's why I always say to our listeners, and it's a public service, always check the freshness date on your meth. Thank you very much. We'll take a break and come back with more fun. And don't forget, program note, Marcus Serta on the show Thursday.
Yeah! Thursday!
Thanks, Marcus. We'll check back in a second with Rob's Jerk. Little sounds right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
And the Lord spoke to his people, providing them these 10 commandments. Thou shalt not worship false podcasts. Thou shalt not use the name of Mike in vain. Honor thy father and mother by buying them a TMOS bonus package. Thou shalt not kill Oscar on Facebook. Thou shalt not steal Rob's little sounds. Thou shalt not covet Mike's wife. We pray in the name of Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. Download in peace.
Dan, put down the tablets and take out the trash.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. We are delighted to have you with us. And I think it's important to mention one last time that this is your opportunity to get involved and to support the people that are dealing with an incredible, unbearable tragedy down in Houston with Hurricane Harvey. You know, our friends, listeners, business associates, I'm going to share with you what I wrote on Facebook. For the people of Texas impacted by this unprecedented weather event, our hearts and our thoughts are with you. If you want to help victims of this disaster, start by visiting the Red Cross and Salvation Army websites. There are also numerous organizations offering specific help to the homeless and the elderly and disabled. There is a link to a good HuffPost article on my Facebook page that's entitled Here's How to Help the Victims of Hurricane Harvey. That's by Lee Moran, who wrote a wonderful article about that, where you can help. So please get involved and do what little you can. Talk to your community centers, your churches, whatever, to help them through this. This truly is something unprecedented in the history of the country, and seems like we get one of those every other year. Mm-hmm. So be aware of that and help out when you can, and we thank you in advance, ladies and gentlemen. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for today, Tuesday, August 29, 2017, Rob Spreewag.
Speaking of the hurricane, do you remember the guy on Fox News who did those racially insensitive rants on the O'Reilly Show? His name was Jesse Waters.
I hate that guy. I hate that guy.
Well, you brought up that the people on Facebook were arguing about whether or not the planes were really submerged at the airport.
Yeah.
The fake pictures. Look,
I don't begrudge somebody posting that. They got duped, but very quickly people shot it down, and you know, it's a fake photo.
Well, for the last 8 years or so, there's been a Photoshop picture of a flooded highway with a shark on it. We've seen it every hurricane. Right. And it's got to almost
it's hack level.
Like a meme, right?
Hack
a meme,
level,
right?
Meme.
A meme. So Jesse Waters goes on Fox News yesterday and talks about all the horrific things he's seen because of the hurricane.
I've seen some amazing things out there just looking at television over the weekend. Alligators on people's back doorsteps. I saw a shark on a highway.
So they actually show
my God.
The
okay.
picture.
Do you need anything more? Do you need anything more?
No.
Do you really need anything more about this guy? This pit bull, this hitman that used to work for O'Reilly, and they've given him the keys to the castle at Fox News. What a dirtbag idiot.
Well, he's a good fact checker.
He saw a documentary, Sharknado.
Yeah. The resources. You know what the bottom line is? They don't have resources.
No, they don't.
Oh, God. I can't believe that.
I saw a video of two girls with one cup. This hurricane is horrible.
You seem to have
horrible.
That as a theme today.
Thought it would work there. Her name is Becky Garfinkel, and she proved something that I've said for a long time. Don't trust pre-bagged salads. The stuff you buy.
You've been championing that for some time.
I don't trust them because they go bad, and I think they're fluky, and the carrots are never right.
Buy the head of lettuce and break it up yourself.
You save money too. So she goes to Target.
That's the last word in.
Buys a bagged salad, and she finds a nearly dead frog in it. That's bad enough, but there's a happy ending. Listen to how they save the frog.
As I'm pulling to go, like, go stab another bite, I see a frog sitting in my salad plate after I've eaten almost the entire salad, completely freaked out, screamed, threw up afterwards because, I mean, traumatizing, I'm a vegetarian, so to me, I couldn't believe there was a frog in there. He noticed that he was, like, kind of not moving a lot, and he, like, rolled over. Like. So he decides, let's do some chest compressions, and with his finger, I'm not kidding you, barely pushes on the little frog, and he breathes and turns around, and I'm like, okay, we have to keep him. And he's made it through a lot with the packaging and making it all the way here and surviving being in the refrigerator and the vinaigrette.
So he brought the frog back to life with chest compressions. I think that's pretty fantastic.
Pretty awesome.
By the way, can I share this, please? Yeah. For all of those in that particular demographic, I think it goes anywhere from maybe 13 all the way up to 30. All right. Mm-hmm. The word like, bring it over here. Bring the word like.
Okay.
L-I-K-E. Bring it in. Yeah. Take it out of your vocabulary. Give it to me. I'm going to put it right over here. There we go. Try to do it with my daughters. I'll try to do it with all kids.
Carrie's already started with her class.
Take the word like out of your vocabulary.
Carrie, on the first day of school, said, is your birthday like June 16th or is it June 16th?
There's a lady that ought to be in the school.
Here.
Yeah.
Hey, Carrie,
and let us close with this, Mike. We have an exclusive, interview with the frog that was saved out of that salad.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, my ragtime gal. Lend me a kiss for a baby, my
he's doing great.
If you refuse me, honey, you lose me. Then you'll be left alone. God. Baby, and tell me I'm your own.
Don't buy bagged salads. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
Oh, my God. That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget, update the brand new app and unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. You can send a message for our weekly mailbag. It can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeOMaraShow.com. Our mailing address is TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Did I get that right?
Yeah, 32101, box 2007.
Yeah,
thanks
got
for
that.
Listening. I only say it every day. Thanks for listening. Join us again for the best part of your day. The Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye, Marcus.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.